Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, this week was the deadline for Americans to file their taxes. What has Congress been doing to make this process easier?
Well, Congress has been working for quite some time on ways to make our tax code simpler. Fortunately, this is an area with broad bipartisan agreement. The facts are staggering. The tax code is 4 million words long, which is almost 5 times the length of the Bible. Doing taxes takes up to 7.6 billion, with a B, hours of Americans' time each year. President Obama's health care law added another 3,300 pages to the IRS's legal guidance, including over 1,000 pages of tax regulations. That's taking our country in the wrong direction. The more complex the code gets, the more time and effort people have to spend trying to comply. And it just benefits big businesses who can afford to keep lawyers on retainer to maximize their deductions. It's no wonder that most of us have to pay for software or tax preparation services each year. That's a waste of money that could be spent on stimulating our economy. Republicans and Democrats need to come together to get tax reform done this year. And I'm hopeful that we will. I think it's similar to the sustainable growth rate, the SGR. A lot of people didn't think that we could find a bipartisan solution to that, but we did, and almost 400 members of the House voted for it. With that same kind of determination, we can fix our tax code as well.
Has Congress been doing anything to rein in the IRS?
Yes, we've been focusing on stopping waste, fraud, and abuse. We've got a lot of work to do, but we're taking important, necessary steps. You know, the very first bill that I introduced in Congress was a bill to repeal the death tax. For family farms who are already struggling, competing against big agricultural conglomerates, the death tax, or the inheritance tax, can often mean losing their livelihood. So I'm pleased to say that this week the House passed a repeal of the death tax and other generation-skipping taxes. According to the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation, repeal of the estate tax would increase the total stock of American capital by 2.2%. It would boost the growth of our economy. It would create 139,000 jobs and actually increase tax revenue in the long run. This is a no-brainer that Congress needs to get done. This year, Americans will pay $4.8 trillion in federal, state, and local taxes, or 31% of the nation's income. That's more than we as a nation spend on food, clothing, and housing combined. And the American people are sick of working 31% of the year for free. That's not what drives us. That's not what gets us up in the morning. We work for the good of our families, for our communities, for our societies. And Americans are known as the hardest working people in the world. And we have the largest government in the world. It's just not fair to ask Americans to work harder to keep the government so bloated. It's time to reduce our spending.
Do you have any updates on health care reform?
Well, for one thing, the Washington Post reported this week that America's Olympic athletes will have their health insurance dropped because it does not meet the federal mandate set up by the president's health care law. Not even the U.S. Olympic Committee's employer-provided insurance was good enough for the Washington bureaucrats' deeply flawed standards. Whether or not our Olympians were happy with their health insurance, the federal government won't let them have it. It's the same thing that has happened to millions of other people across this country and hundreds of people in Pennsylvania who have contacted me. It's yet another example of how this law restricts choice and competition, which are necessary for a functioning health insurance market. As a consolation prize, anyway, the athletes at least have received a temporary exemption. Thus far, the Obama administration has granted 14 broad exemptions to the law, turning it into legal Swiss cheese. We need to close the loopholes in our tax code. We need real health reform that won't require so many loopholes on its own in order to work.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, I do. You may remember that in September 2012, arsonist burned down the Kids Joyland Playground in Mount Joy, a playground built by hundreds of volunteers and funded by donations. Well, after 2 years of fundraising, a rebuilding committee has enough funding to start rebuilding again. From September 22nd to 27th, volunteers will once again build a safe place for our children to have fun, and I thank the volunteers for their efforts for the good of the community.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.